Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We are continuing the halachas of Binyan B'Stira B'Kelim, building Kelim. Now, we spoke out that there are two svaras why Kisu Kelim, a cover of a keli, is not considered Binyan, either a Shulchan Aruch Harav, because it's made to open that day, or it's possible to open that day, and the other pshat, Shlomo Zalman's pshat, is that since the shtamshus of the keli, the way you use it is by opening and closing it, that's not called Binyan. Now, a very interesting shaila comes up. When you buy something from the factory, let's say a pickle jar, how is a mutter for you to unscrew that pickle jar and open it on Shabbos? If Bishlam al free Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's very understandable because that's not called binyam and stira kale. Not called taking apart a keli. Why? Because that's what it's made. That's the shamshus, to open and close a pickle jar. But according to Shulchan Harav, that anything that's made for a long time is aser. L'chayra, those pickle jars are made in the factories to open in a few months and ahead of time. So it should be a problem to open it. So that already, the Svarim say, the Matnas Avram says this, that's not a problem. And the reason is because this jar has a din of chaislus. We'll learn more about that in other shiurim, but chaislus is any container that's just there to hold the food, but the container itself has no chashivas and has no use, then you're allowed to destroy such a container, you're allowed to open such a container. So here, even though you're taking apart this keli, since it's just there to hold the food, it has no chashivas, and there's no problem a stira of a kelim taking apart kelim when it's a chaislus. So here, even if you're the Shulchan Harav, it'll be mutter. Why? Because just taking about the keli. But the shaila is like this. That chaislus is only a heter to take apart a keli. But to create the keli, even if it's something that's disposable, if you're creating a keli, then it's a problem on Shabbos. And even if it's just a kisu of a food, it's just a klipa of a food, if it's creating a keli, then it's a problem. So what's the shaila? It's a very negated shaila. If someone has a ketchup bottle that they forgot to open, it's a ketchup bottle with the plastic twist cap, and it has a little hole in the middle of that plastic where the ketchup goes out. And he didn't open it before Shabbos, so it comes on Shabbos. He wants to open it up, take off that little silver foil that's covering it, and then close it back up. The problem is, when you close back up that ketchup bottle, and you close it and you tighten it, that should be a problem of binyan v'stira v'kelim. Are you going to tell me, what do you mean? We just said that a cover of a keli, that's derech tashmisha, it's not a problem. But here, sai lefi the Shulchan Aruch Harav and sai lefi Rav Shlomo Zalman, it'll be a problem to reclose this ketchup bottle. Why? Because let's say you take the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says, the derech is to open it every day. Here, once you take off that silver foil and you close it back up, tighten it back up, you never plan on opening it again because all the ketchup comes out of that little hole. So why would you open it again? It's made to close. You're closing it for a long time now. You're closing it for a week sometimes. And that's a problem. And the fear of Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman's svar is that derech tashmisha, the way you use this keli is by opening it, closing it. That's not the derech by a ketchup bottle. Once you open up and take off that silver foil, you close it back up, you don't open it up anymore. Now it's used, the ketchup comes out through the hole. So it should be aser, lefi both svaras, it should come out, it should be aser. And that should be a big shaila, it comes out, it should be aser. So Taka, I saw in the Matnas Avram, he holds his Taka Aser to reclose this ketchup after you take off the silver foil. Why? Because you're planning on leaving it there for a very long time. But I spoke to Rabbi Felder about this, and he wanted to tie in it that it depends. If you're the type of person that opens up that ketchup bottle sometimes, for what reason, his example was to pour into the chalent, you want to pour a lot, or sometimes at the end, when you want to get out more, you'll open it up. Or another example is you want to clean the cap, you take off the cap to clean it. So if you open up for those reasons, so then you'll have the Rav Shlomo Zalman here, that's a derech to open and close it, and therefore be mutter. Masha'inkin, if you always keep it closed, altaka be aser. And I saw another svara in the Kavitz Halachas, the Meshuvah Kamenetsky, another svara why he holds its mutter. And his svara is that anything that's a kisu keli, he says that anything that's a kisu keli is not called binyan at all. It's made as a cover. And the lumdus is that something that's a cover can be bottled to the keli. It doesn't come part of the keli, it's a cover. And therefore, he held that it was mutter because a cover can never be considered part of the keli and making a keli. So it's a little bit of a shaila. Now, the etzah would be is, if you always keep it closed and you want to be machmir on this, so the etzah would be is to stick in a knife or a skewer into that hole and puncture the silver foil through that without ever opening in the cap. And if you don't have a problem reclosing it, because if you stick that in, you could just make the hole without opening the cap, that would be an etzah. Now, one more shaila in the same inyan. Is it mutter to close your soda bottle and throw it out into the recycling bin? Here, you're closing it forever. Bishlom for Yerushalayim is mutter, because that's derech tashmisha, open and close it. But according to the Shulchan Harav, that it can't be lehiskayim. Here you're closing it, it's lehiskayim. So is that mutter or not? So lemaisa, the feet of Shulchan is mutter anyway. And the feet of Shulchan Harav, I saw a svar in the Matnas of Ram. He says, since I'm throwing it away, and I didn't have chaisless, so here there's no tikkun, because what's a tikkun for? I'm not doing it for anything. I'm throwing it away, and I'm not doing anything by closing it. And therefore, it would not be a problem if you close the bottle before you threw it out.